In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. This week, the CFPB's acting director could be out soon. One jumbo reverse just became more flexible. Six tips to building a referral network, and part two of our exclusive interview with Premier Reverse Closing's Angel Booth. You're listening to episode 521 for Monday, June 18th. When one considers an expiration date, often milk comes to mind, but it also applies to the interim or acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. President Trump appointed Mick Mulvaney to serve as the acting director of the CFPB, but there is a six-month expiration date. That means he can only serve until June 22nd. I want to go back to the OMB, Office of Management and Budget. I love it, the OMB, said Mulvaney to the Washington Post. It is the job I've always been wanting in Washington, D.C., and I absolutely love doing it. Mulvaney did consolidate his power in the agency, using several steps to restructure the bureau. Most recently, he fired the entire Consumer Advocacy Board and also declared, quote, the end of regulation by enforcement. The acting director has been met with much resistance, especially from Democrats in both houses of the Congress, many worrying that he has defanged the bureau's agency power. And speaking of power, one proprietary jumbo reverse mortgage just became much more powerful, flexing its muscle, you could say. Finance of America Reverse announced last week an update to their proprietary HomeSafe reverse mortgage. The HomeSafe's flex option allows borrowers to draw 60% up front and then receive the remaining 40% in monthly term payments spread out up to 5 years. Just why was this change made? Finance of America's president, Kristen Seifert, can enlighten us. She said, "We developed this new feature on the heels of feedback from the financial advisor community and clients who are using the HomeSafe as a wealth management tool to leverage home equity in retirement. Overwhelmingly, we heard that advisors and clients wanted more flexibility in how they drew their payments without sacrificing the fixed-rate feature." Today, the HomeSafe is available through retail, wholesale, and correspondent channels in the states of California, Florida, and Texas, but more states will be available in the coming weeks. Guest columnist Jessica Guerin submitted an excellent column in Reverse Mortgage Daily, Six Tips to Build a Referral Network. By the way, her column draws upon the expertise and also the advice of HECM professionals across the country. Number one, look around you. That is the people that you encounter on a daily basis versus cold calls. Tap into your own network before you start doing any mailings or joining groups, says Harlan Acola, branch manager and trainer at Fairway Independent Mortgage. You're already part of a group. What about your friend at the gym? Does he have a financial planner? Use those connections and talk to people that you know first. Number two, learn their language. If you're going to reach out to a realtor or especially a financial advisor, learn their terminology so you can communicate effectively. Chris Downey with Harbor Mortgage said this, "You want to learn how the relationship works between the financial advisor and their wealth management client and be familiar with the terminology. More important, be familiar with the compliance and regulatory obligations that financial planners have with their clients and the boundaries and restrictions he faces." Number three, ask questions. You need to understand them first, and to do so, don't tell, ask first. The more you learn about somebody else, the better you can connect with them, says Acola. Think about the people you really enjoy being around. They don't talk about themselves. They ask about you, your kids, your job. Find out what the financial planner is doing. Ask them what they know about reverse mortgages and then talk to them on their level. Number four, rely on the research. That is, know your stuff. Downey says there are a lot of financial analysts who are saying the same thing. Use that information to your advantage so that you can educate. Number five, offer a solution. Think about the challenges that the clients are facing and how you may be able to help. Frame the reverse mortgage as a solution for a specific problem. Downey says, "We're not just giving them a reverse mortgage and sending them on their way. We're really trying to make sure that when this process is said and done, they are in a much better position than when they began." And number six, what can you do for them? I call this the WIFM, what's in it for me. talk about how you can help them grow their business. Nobody is going to send you referrals unless you're doing something for them, says Akola. No one wants to talk to you about helping them grow your business. You have to talk about how you can do something for their business. And in our last segment, part two of our interview with Premier Reverse Closing's Angel Booth, a good insight into the escrow process for reverse mortgages.
Now, some might be listening and say, you know, Angel, why is it important to do a deal with a reverse-only title company?
Well, with reverse mortgages, it's a unique product. We're dealing with senior citizens, so we have a lot of different unique situations that involve more trust and conservatorships and power of attorneys and children that live in other states. So we are more apt to dealing with those scenarios and situations, and we've dealt with them so many times, we always, most of the time, have a quick solution to remedy those. So I think that's what sets us apart from a regular conventional title company.
Excellent. So you're very well versed in the nuances involved with a HECM transaction. And speaking of HECM transaction, have you seen any impacts in your business there at PRC due to the HECM changes that we saw enacted October 2nd?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the most, it's kind of tough because, like I said, reverse mortgage, it's its own niche. You know, they're unique, but, you know, it's what we do. So we're not shocked to see too many strange situations. But after October 2nd, I would definitely say the loans are much harder to close. It's a little bit harder to qualify. So you're going to have a little bit more of those unique situations amplified. And so we know that those loan officers are now really committed to making sure that loan closes because it might be a little bit more involved. So we do see that the deals are harder to come by and, you know, which makes them a little bit tougher to close, but it's nothing that we can't handle.
Is there anything specific on October 2nd that's changed on how you do business or anything different that our listeners should be aware of?
For title and escrow, no, we don't necessarily do anything different. I think the only thing that we're more conscious and aware of is the fact that wire fraud is so prevalent. We've changed a couple of things internally as far as what we will and will not accept. But outside of just the standard, you know, business practice that we do, nothing has changed there. It's just we're a lot more conscious of fraudulent activity. So we're a little bit more cautious and careful of things that we will and won't accept and, you know, when we will allow for that. But
Good. Everything
else is pretty the same. The only other thing I would say is that H4P is going to be a hot topic now. And I know for title and escrow, we do show pricing models where the seller can now pay for owner's policy versus in the past, they weren't allowed to pay for anything. So that's one other thing. Everything is on the straight and narrow for us. Not too many changes there.
Good. Well, we don't need more changes, but I can certainly see how that's more valuable. Yeah. And I know that PRC has been at the forefront for many, many years when it comes to tools. What online tools can our listeners take advantage of today that would be useful for them in their day-to-day business?
Be sure to join us next week for part three of our exclusive interview with Premier Reverse Closing's Angel Booth. Don't forget you can listen and also subscribe to us on iTunes. And be sure to go to HECMWorld.com for our latest breaking video commentary analysis and blog articles. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you here next week.